You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up?
You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it.
Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it. The price is right.
It is a good viewpoint to see the world as a dream. When you have something like a nightmare, you will wake up and tell yourself that it was only a dream.
Good evening. Welcome to show number one of Rant Speak. And it's February 29th, the day that comes only once every 4 years. Let me just turn down the music a bit. So, I couldn't help it. Had to get back in the air. After, like a year since we did the last radio show. Year and a half or something. And it's only for the exclusive late night people that can stay up till almost the witching hour here in BC, Canada, that I'm broadcasting from. It's 11 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And I thought I'd make it late at night, so didn't interfere with my schedule. And if you're up, great. And if you're not, well, maybe you can catch it on a repeat or download it later. So we're going to bring Smokey into the mix, my co-host for this evening. And if he does a good job, co-host for many evenings. So let's just give Smokey a call. See if this wonderful technology that we call the internet works out. And it's ringing.
Hello?
Smokey!
Hello there.
How's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Not too bad?
It's Monday morning here.
Not Sunday night?
No, it's Monday morning.
A little bit later than my time zone, huh?
2 hours.
Like I said in the IRC, I just made this show up to torture you.
Yeah, I think you did. I want my night pay, and I want it now.
I'll send it by PayPal.
There you go.
How's that sound? Wonder if you can actually send a penny by PayPal.
Yes, I believe you can.
You can send one penny?
I can't see why not. I mean, because they send you a few pennies when you sign up, so.
And I think it would cost. I think it would cost you more to receive the penny.
That's probably true.
I'm just gonna turn you up here a little bit louder.
Yeah, I can't talk too loud because there's people sleeping here.
Okay.
So I have to be cool.
You have to be cool and quiet, just like everybody else that's probably listening. They have to put on their headphones and.
That's right.
And
Mom, I'm on the internet.
Don't come in. Wait till I cover up.
That's right.
So we're bringing in Smokey by Skype tonight. And
hopefully it works out okay.
Yeah, we've done a few tests throughout the weekend. It's sounding pretty good. You sound good on my end, which is what matters.
Yeah, which is what counts.
I can sound like on your end, and it wouldn't really matter.
Oh, you do.
good. Just more torture for you.
That's all right. I'm tough.
So if anybody out there wants to join us later in the discussion, Smokey's going to be my copy-paste bitch and put the Skype website into the IRC there.
Yeah, it's just a moment.
And it's www.skype.com. It is so simple to use. You just install it, plug in a microphone, and it works. It's off. It doesn't matter if you're behind a firewall. Nothing. And the Rant Radio ID is Rant Radio. Imagine that. Somebody didn't take it. I got in early. So I'm going to put myself... Oh, I can't put myself on Do Not Disturb. Oh, that's okay. And you can listen to us on Rant Radio Talk every Sunday night, 11 p.m. So if you're up that late, good. If you're not, I'll catch us later. And I've made a little website up for Rant Speak, and it's got my... wonderful picture on there. I'm just going to bring it up. And No Deal actually did up the graphics for that. I posted an original picture up there, and I looked pretty brutal to begin with, and I whited out the background. It was like a wall. It was a picture taken in Sean's house, and I was actually modeling some a clothing line that he had before.
Which is now defunct, thank God.
Which you probably... It was very difficult to actually receive one of these pieces of clothing.
I think only one or two people actually got one.
Exactly.
There's lots of buttons out there, but that's about it.
Yeah, tons of buttons, but yeah, this had a K on it, and I think No Deal whited out that K completely. And
notice how much...
Go ahead.
Notice that my picture is not up there. I get no thank you.
No thank you at all. We'll put up your little picture from Send Smokey to Burning Man.
Yeah, there you go.
You in the wheelchair.
That's awesome.
Timmy!
That's perfect.
That's a good one? Yeah, we'll put that up.
That's fine.
And No Deal made me look like I was in a fight. And my eyes all blacked out, and it's purple, and it looks just awesome. I love it.
I didn't know we could make you look actually skinnier, but...
If you see the original picture, it's not that far from what it looks like right there. Look at my sunken cheeks.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten in weeks there. I think I need
to set up a feed the
Sim Fund or something.
Yeah, it looks like you've been just on a water diet for about 3 weeks.
Straight water. Nothing else.
Not even good water.
It's bad, bad, bad water. Gives me the runs. It's all bad. Very bad. And there's also a forum. If I'm going to post the links after the show and put them in the forum so you can look at them later, or if you're catching this on the download or whatever, you can still go and see all the links if they still exist after a week or something. And you can discuss the show as well. How you can get involved with Rant Radio, people are always asking, of course. They're like, I don't know how to do anything. I'm not good at audio. I can't code. I can't do video. There's always something to do.
Yeah, believe me, if you really want to help, I will find something for you to do.
Smokey will assign you, all you space monkeys out there, something to do.
Absolutely, because God knows I have enough to do.
The easiest thing is to tell somebody about Rant Radio.
Yeah.
Or tell them about the show. Or like, we got millions of projects. Okay, somebody's going to like something. They're going to like Tales from the After Now if they're into, like, future apocalyptic fiction. Or they'll like this show if they just like listening to radio shows. Or there's video shows that we do. It's endless. Go to rantmedia.ca and just take a look at all the stuff we do.
We need lots of promos, really, so we don't have a lot of those.
Yeah, I should have put that in the list. We need promos for the radio stations saying, hi, you're listening to Rant Radio. Hi, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to Rant Radio. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a video camera and know how to encode video into like a somewhat decent format, and just send it on off to us. You can upload it to the FTP site, ftp.rantradio.com. And we can put it on Rant TV, and there's a bunch in rotation right now. I got to add a couple more that people did send in, which is awesome. But I got some video of all the local people around here, which is easy for me to do. Because actually, we have meetings every third Sunday. There's a meeting, a Rant Radio meeting, and which is cool because it's also the night of this show, so I can discuss what happened in the meeting. And we already had one. The last meeting was last time. Go ahead.
We have meetings. I don't even get memos.
No memos.
I'm always the last one to know.
Well, I just make stuff up on the fly, and you know.
I don't care.
Tough to keep track of it all. Like, there's a huge community page on Rant Radio, and it's just massive, and it's hard to participate in everything.
Well, it's like I told you, I actually have a manual now.
A manual to keep track of it all.
Yes, record labels, schedules, the whole mess.
Oh, boy.
It's no longer a hobby, it's a job. It's disgusting.
It's like, Rant is a multi-armed beast.
Yes.
That grows.
And grows and grows and grows.
And I can't keep a hold of it. It just gets out of hand, and...
it's feeding on itself and just getting bigger.
And I only have 24 hours in the day, so it's tough for me to do everything. So I give 99% of it to Smokey, and he takes
because
care.
He thinks I have 48 hours in one day.
Well, so you do, don't you? You don't sleep, right? That gives you another 8.
Not too often, though. No.
And you got the colostomy bag on the go, and the diapers, and...
Okay.
And that saves at least an hour a day not going to the bathroom, and the feeding tubes hooked up, right?
And you notice he only lets me do a show with him because I'm 2,400 miles away.
Correct.
He wouldn't say that in the same room.
No, I wouldn't. I couldn't do it. I would not. Did I do that while you're here? I just couldn't do it. Like, I know I'd get like the evil stare, and if you could catch me, you'd hit me.
Yeah, that's the thing. You better be ready to run, because if I hit you once, it probably hurt for a little while.
Well, you're at that right level to hit me in the good spot. So.
Yeah, and you're about 5'2". That's about the right place to be.
Yeah. Some other ways you can get involved. You can send off your mugshot to info@rantradio.com. And we've got you might notice on the Rant Radio page, you can see little rotating pictures up in the top right corner. Those are all the people that have sent it in.
And we actually mean your mugshot, not your finger, okay?
Yeah, not your middle finger, not your hoodie pulled over your face.
Yeah. Well, I don't even mind the hoodie pulled over the face, but I don't want to see the finger anymore.
And some people have sent me their hair. Like,
it's not
like just a picture of their hair. I just need something that signifies you, just not a finger.
It's not cool anymore to send somebody your middle finger. That was overplayed like 30 years ago.
Yeah. It was defiant 30 years ago. Now it's blasé. You can do it on TV.
If you don't want to show us your face, you know, don't send us a picture. Really, because you're just wasting time.
It's wasting our time. I have to email you back going, don't give me the finger. Waste of time. And also, if you're listening overseas, because I know there's some Australian listeners right now, because it's like the perfect time for them to listen. It's 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock there.
Yeah.
Send me your name, your city, and your country, and I can put you up on the long distance listeners page. And it's huge. It's massive. And I've got tons of people up there all over the world. It's awesome. And if you got some cool news stories, and you'll get a feel for what kind of news stories I'm going to be doing over the next couple weeks. Not quite the same as Sean's, because I'm not quite into the supernatural stuff. So you won't hear anything like that. But somewhat like internet rights, just normal rights being taken away from you. Music.
You mean we have rights left?
Very few.
It's probably
easier to list what rights we have left than to outline what rights that we were taken away. Just
do it on the back of a matchbook.
Pretty much, or the head of a pin. Send in your stories to info@rantradio.com, and we'll put some of those up. And Smokey,
yes,
I see in the list it's time for some news from you. So is there any new shows, stuff coming up?
I'm working on some stuff. I've had people ask about applications.
Applications for shows?
Yes. No one sent me anything yet, really. So
okay. Well, we had some interest for some punk shows recently.
For some punk shows.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
Which would be good because we don't have anything on the punk station.
Mm-hmm. And it's always good. Once you start having shows, more people want to do shows. It gives them some inspiration and stuff, which is nice. And we did get some recent shows.
Because nobody wants to jump in the pool until the first person does.
Exactly. Too scared.
Yeah.
But we do have some shows on Rant Radio.
We do need more talk shows, too.
We love the talk shows.
We get a lot of complaints, you know, and let's be honest, people say Rant wasn't what it used to be. Well, the listeners have to make it. They have to make what they want of it. And we need people to participate to keep it being the monster that it is.
That's right.
I mean, we only have 2 or 3 talk shows, but that's because right now that's all there are. If anybody wants to do a talk show and they think they can entertain people, just send me an email at smokehouse@rantradio.com and we'll talk about it.
And I mean, if we can do a talk show, anybody can do a talk show.
Yeah, I mean, if people listen to us, I mean, they'll listen to you too.
Listen to us in the middle of the night, somebody will listen to you. All you need is a microphone and something to say. That's about it. Well, we're a little bit more choosy than that, but you know, Yeah. It's about that level. I mean, it doesn't take much to put together a show.
As long as you make the effort, you've got a good shot at it.
And especially if you're from a foreign country.
Oh, yeah, because broken English rock.
It's so funny. DJ Fish, you rock.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah. And he could probably listen right now. It's probably, what is it, like 9 hours ahead? It's in the morning. Yeah. Come on, DJ Fish can listen to our show. That's cool.
What's so cool about him is he knows he's terrible, and he doesn't care.
He loves it. Oh, he's great, and everyone is. He has a good attitude about it.
Yes, he does.
If you're done, are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, we can move on to some rant news. Lots of rant news because, well, I haven't been on the air for a year and a half or something since the Sean Kennedy radio show went off the air.
I haven't been on the air since I was out there.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah.
That's a while. Miss Conduct's car was stolen, unfortunately, and it was stolen today, actually. It was a 92 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra S. I don't know what the S stands for, but it's an S. Super? I don't know. It's white with a blue cloth roof. It's got four doors. The grille is smashed in a bit, but other than that, the car is in pretty good shape.
So if you're out there on the internet and have seen the car, let her know.
That's right. And there's the link, and she explains a bit more about the story behind it. I hope I'm not distorting. I think the levels are okay. There's the story behind it. It sucks when your car gets stolen. Luckily, I've never had my car stolen. I've had it broken into a couple times. Not my new car. I would cry. But my older car is like a Chevette, which is not a big deal. But
yes, you would cry, and I don't want to see that.
No, it's a sad state. I can't lose any body weight. And if I cry, I would lose the pressure fluids, and I would pass out.
Yeah, dry up.
Oh, Matt D. lives in Omaha. So keep your eyes out, Matt D., for that, for Misconduct's car. Oh, the music stopped.
Did she give us the license number on the car? That's important.
That is important. Maybe she can post it in there if it's relevant. I mean, if that's... I don't know if that describes it enough that... It's probably a lot of those cars. White with blue cloth roof. I don't know.
Yeah, the plate number would help.
The plate number would be good. Maybe just like the first three numbers and letters. That would help. So I'm going to make an unofficial announcement. Because I don't want to say it yet, but Rant is going to Las Vegas at the end of July for DEF CON 12. Yes, Rant's been invited to do DEF CON 12. Sean Kennedy's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Anki's going to be there. Quoth is going to be there. And possibly the Dark One. We don't know.
And nobody invites me.
And Smokehouse, come on down if you want. If you can make your way down. You couldn't make it to Burning Man. It'd be sweet if you could come to DEF CON.
That's right. If somebody can pay my way, I'll be there. Because Walmart doesn't pay enough money.
Yeah, you got a new job. Did you get a new job? Is it confirmed? Yeah. Have you worked a day yet?
I don't work until the 22nd.
But it's confirmed. You're working there.
It's confirmed.
There.
For a slave wage of $5.75 an hour.
You're working for the enemy.
Hey,
the
man.
Enemy. I guess it's good. You can get in. You can get in and infiltrate.
Yes. I need to eat. So.
Eating's good. Yeah, and it's either begging on the street. You probably make a lot of money that way. Or...
I probably could.
A lot of sympathy. A lot of sympathy coins going in the hat.
Yes.
You could sing songs, and that would probably get a lot more sympathy.
I couldn't support my internet habit on the street, though. See, that's bad.
And so, then it would take you off the internet.
Yes, and then what would happen to this place?
They've probably got you working part-time, don't they?
No, it'll be full-time.
Really?
I conned them into full-time.
Holy crap, you must have been talking away, because I know Walmart is like, no full-time. Well, they have a different definition for full-time. It's like 28 hours a week or something.
I said 40 hours, because they're only paying $5.75.
Ew.
And that means my take-home is going to be about $160, which sucks.
Ooh, nasty.
I'm somebody with like a dozen technical certifications and a college degree, and I'm making $5.75 an hour.
And it gets you Walmart.
Welcome to America.
Yep.
The reason why their prices are so low is because they don't pay shit.
So Do you know what you're going to be doing yet?
Oh, no, they haven't told me that.
It's random. They let you spin the wheel of Walmart, and whatever it lands on is what Smokey's doing.
I guess so.
I think Door Greeter would be, like, the best.
I'm not doing that. I am not hanging out there with the retards in the Door Greeter. Forget it.
I think that would be just awesome.
Yeah, you do. That's not the stigma I want.
I'd bring my video camera. That would be so good.
Well, you take it anywhere anyway. What's the difference?
That would be so awesome. DEF CON 12. Check it out on the link Smokey posted there. I hope to see a lot of people down there. Already some people I've heard are going to be there from the Rant crew. It's going to be awesome. So we're going to be doing all the multimedia, the streaming multimedia there for DEF CON 12. Rant's going to be handling that, which is fun. Next thing, because this is the reason you haven't heard from myself or Kennedy for a while. We've been a little bit scarce since the TV show has been off the air, the live TV show, because we're working on another TV show. And it's very exciting. What?
So you say.
Yes. Believe me, we are. I know I haven't proved anything because we're keeping it under wraps really tight.
Yeah. Don't ask me because I don't know either. Yeah, you won't even tell me.
Not even Smokey. We want to surprise everyone. It'll be fun. It's calling Patrolling with Sean Kennedy, and you can take a guess on what that means. And it's not Sean in his security guard outfit patrolling around. No, it's not that. So I can lay to rest that rumor. We're hoping for an April-May release for the first episode. And to release all the episodes before we go to Las Vegas for the season one, and that's a very special that we. It's very important that we release all the episodes before we go to Las Vegas. I can't tell you why right now, but it's very important. So you can read about it in that link we just posted in the RC. How come we didn't post the HTTP? Oh well. Hopefully it works for everyone.
I'm trying to keep up as best I can.
And each episode is about 20 to 30 minutes, you know, standard length for a TV show.
Our TV shows, anyway.
Yeah, and about one episode per week, because we've already started filming them. We've got five episodes done. Well, we've got five episodes filmed already. And I'll be getting a new video camera very soon, in about a month. A really nice new video camera, a 3CCD chip, and then I'll be shooting the intro for it, because I want to do it on a good camera, not some sucky-ass camera. And then we can have the full show, and I can start releasing them. What?
I said, yes, we need better cameras, because we're going big time now.
Right? Yeah, we're going big time. Sure we are.
Pretty soon we'll have CGI and all that, right?
Well, we will, actually, for this new episode. I've got somebody making an intro. Computer graphic intro, and it's awesome. So I pulled out all the stops for this one. It'll be good. That's why it's taken a while. We don't want to release anything.
Okay.
So I'll keep everyone updated as it goes, but it's looking like April, May, so like 16 episodes or something. So April, May, June, July, right? For 16 weeks, 16 episodes.
It'll be here before you know it.
That's right. Big upset recently. I was banned from releasing the SKTFM.TV DVDs. SKTFM.TV DVD sets delayed due to a cease and desist order. Yeah, I got our first cease. Well, not our first, but I've got one before.
but this is just for the Burning Man one, right? This doesn't apply to all of them.
That's true. This is just for the Burning Man episodes, which do cover five episodes of SKTFM out of eight.
Because they hate us.
They hate us, and they want proof that we didn't do anything bad. And show anything that they would find offensive or degrading to their corporation. So I have to send them off a tape first, and then they have to review it at their own time and leisure. And
although we sent them 1,000 links as to where to watch this thing.
Yeah, they refuse to watch it on the internet. I don't know why, because those are the ones available for people to download.
At any time they want.
Anytime they want. They've been up for years. and yeah, they won't watch them on the internet. So I have to send them a videotape, which I've sent off to them. So hopefully they'll get back.
I mean, it's been on the internet since 2001.
Exactly.
And 2004, and they're just now getting around to it.
Yeah, so a little slow on the uptake, but at least we did get it out. And if you look around, I guess they're still floating around somewhere. They're out there somewhere. I'm not allowed to distribute them anymore. And they are taken out of the Rant TV rotation. I can't sell the DVD sets right now until they're approved. So I've taken that link off of the merchandise page.
And technically they can bust me too, so don't ask me.
That's right. So Smokey's too intertwined with Rant to distribute them as well. So don't ask Smokey. You'll find them if you want to find them.
Mm-hmm.
The Burning Man organization has sent a cease and desist order to myself in regards to the viewing or distribution of my Burning Man footage until they have reviewed it and approved it. Regrettably, until that time, you'll not be able to obtain the footage on the upcoming double DVD SKTFM.TV set. The five episodes in question are episodes 3 through 7 of SKTFM.TV.
And you worked so hard on it, too.
Yeah, 400 hours of work I put into those. I've also been told to remove it from rotation on Rant TV and take down the downloadable episodes off of the SKTFM.TV site. Trebu, I can't even give them away. Nope. I can't let them download for free. And people have suggested that. Give them away. Well, I'm not even making a profit on them. I'm the price on the merchandise site is the price to cover postage and the materials and packaging and all that.
Yeah.
But I am allowed to give them to friends, which is interesting.
Because we consider all of you our friends.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, but, you know, I think they might have an issue with that, so...
Well, we've been giving this stuff away free for 3 years.
Yeah, so people have got it. I'm glad that people were able to see it, at least. I'm under contractual obligation for them to review the material shot at Burning Man before there can be any non-private viewing. Hopefully this matter will be cleared up shortly and you'll once be able to enjoy the highly praised Burning Man episodes of SKTFM.TV. So I did sign a contract. Which I didn't read, and I'm now adhering to the contract. I was not adhering to it before. They were gracious enough to not sue the pants off of me, I guess. Because I did take it down when they asked me to take it down. So I was doing wrong. I'm now doing right. Yay.
Yay for us.
Yay for us. We can't give away our stuff.
Bowing down to the corporate whores that they are.
Yeah. So what we can do is... sell the Sean Kennedy Radio Show DVDs and some other swag that is on the merchandise page. And there's a link in the IRC for the merchandise page. The radio show you've listened to for years is now available in high quality. Well, you can go read it on the page because we're running short of time a little bit here. But you can get the DVD set of every single episode of SKTFM radio show. What am I calling it? SKTFM. Sean Kennedy radio show that was on the air for like a year and a half or something. 137 hours of Sean, if you can manage to deal with that. I know it would be difficult, but...
There are people out there that can, too, and they'll do it twice in a row.
Over and over and document things and write it all down and crazy stuff like that. Some other future stuff that's going to be on there, the What the Hell Audio Archive DVD set, which is brutal because I still have not done all those because they're huge and unwieldy and it takes forever. And the DVD set of the Sean Kennedy TV show, which will be very cool. I don't even have the tapes. I have to get a hold of the tapes.
Yeah, I don't have them either. I'm supposed to have them by now, and I don't.
Yeah, so we're still working on those kind of things. But slowly, you know, we only have 24 hours in the day, plus sleep, plus work, plus life, you know, all that. Minus life, minus all that stuff. So listener feedback. This isn't really listener feedback to the show, but listener feedback anyway to the station because, well, this show number one, how do you get feedback? This is from Cronjob. I just wanted to mention that I'm a big fan of Rant Radio and other various Sean and Sim projects. Well, I actually get credit sometimes. I run my website, blah, 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 and I work for my employer, blah, 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 at home, and I've been spending my time making my little brother, 16, listen to all 79 episodes of SKTFM, SKTFM.TV, Tales from the Afternow, and Jello Biafra discussions on Rant Radio Talk.
That's it. Corrupt him. Corrupt the child.
Corrupt your little ill brothers and sisters and sit them down, tie them to a chair, and make them listen to Sean Kennedy forever. Didn't mention the rants, but, you know, now he knows about them. Thanks to Rant Radio, I've started to pursue other alternative forms of media and haven't watched television in 3 months. The quality of amateur material out there far surpasses anything on the major networks, which is nothing new to me, of course. Anyway, keep up the great work, and thank you for your time.
That's fantastic.
It's good. Yeah, that is
it
good.
I didn't know about that one until now.
Yeah.
You need to send me those so I know I'm doing a good job around here.
some upbeat email, yeah, rather than all the crap ones.
Other than, gee, Smokey, you suck. What'd you do?
Or all the people who can't speak English. You like those ones?
Oh, those are awesome.
Those are great. Trying to interpret what they're saying as after they've fed it through some translators 3 or 4 times.
Because I'll help you if I understand what you want, but if I don't, I can't help you.
Some other internet news items. 12-year-old settles music swap lawsuit. A day after being sued for illegally sharing music files through the internet, a 12-year-old girl has settled with the Recording Industry Association of America. Yes, they're still suing people. We've been off the air from the radio for a year and a half. They're still suing people. She's the first of 261 defendants to settle their lawsuits with the association. Brianna agreed Tuesday to pay $2,000, or about $2 per song she allegedly shared. So
the RIA won't even pay for the lawyer fees.
Yeah, that won't even pay for the lawyer fees. $2,000, they think, that this little girl caused harm to the RIAA. She's a thief. She's a big thief. Go ahead.
And I said the artists, they won't even see a dime of this.
No, they won't.
And that's what it's supposed to be about, and they won't see a dime.
I think it's probably being funneled into the fight to prevent more of this. It's a self-replicating, it's a very incestuous system.
Yeah,
to put it
is.
Bluntly. The RA was said it was pleased. Oh, wait. I'm sorry for what I've done, Lahara said. I love music and don't want to hurt the artists I love.
Oh.
The suit claimed Lahara had been offering more than 1,000 songs on the internet using the Kazaa file sharing system. The RIA said it was pleased with the settlement. We are very pleased. There are still 260 cases pending.
I'm surprised my name hasn't shown up yet, or yours.
Yeah, well, I don't share my stuff in that manner.
Not anymore.
No, because it's illegal in Canada as well. And they just started about 2 weeks ago, starting to sue people in Canada. I think they sent out 50 lawsuits to all the major ISPs in Canada.
Isn't that like halfway illegal? Didn't they say it's legal to download it, but not legal to upload it?
Yes, in Canada, you are allowed to download things, because now you've paid for it in Canada by all the fees. They've slapped lots and lots of fees on music and CDs in Canada, so it's totally legal to copy stuff, download stuff, do whatever you want, except upload. You cannot upload copies to other people.
What's a spindle of CDs cost up there in the Great White North? In American money, approximately.
I don't know, $20 for 50 or something.
Well, it's about the same here.
Yeah,
actually,
it's about the same. If we didn't have these taxes, oh my god, it would be cheap. Like, it doubles the price. It's incredible. It's crazy.
I think they only put the taxes on the ones here for the CDs that you use in, like, the standalone CD units that you use with stereo.
Oh, the audio CDs.
Yeah, I think they put a tax on those, but they don't on the.
I don't know anybody who uses those, but
no.
Next one, which is a good follow-up to that one. A woman takes the RIAA to court for racketeering, which seems appropriate, actually. Online chat rooms and bulletin boards populated by file-swapping fans are filled with postings comparing the RIAA to the mafia-like syndicate. Now, one target of the group's lawsuits against alleged music pirates is asking the judicial system to back that assessment. A New Jersey woman has filed a lawsuit against RIAA under anti-racketeering statutes, charging the group with using scare tactics to extort money from the individual that sues. That sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Michelle Skimena is one of the more than 1,000 alleged online file swappers sued by the RIA since the middle of last year. The RIA, the industry group, filed another batch of 531 lawsuits on Wednesday. The RIA has settled a number of those lawsuits, and therein lies the problem, according to the complaint. Instead of merely providing service of the complaint upon the various defendants, the plaintiffs have opted to include a letter discussing and prompting the settlement of copyright infringement action. So pretty much like, if you don't pay up, we're going to take you to court. Like
if you don't
threats.
Pay up, we're going to take you to court and take your house and kill your dog.
Exactly. The counterclaim that we're filing is about tactics used to enforce. Of course, we'll also be arguing the legality of downloading, but that's a separate matter. So it's totally like racketeering. I can't believe somebody hasn't made this comparison before.
Well, if you have enough money, anything is legal.
And they also include that part where they offer you amnesty. Remember that?
Which is complete bullshit.
Where you could sign this waiver of your rights, saying that I promise to never download music or do any copyright infringements or do anything bad against your corporation ever again.
Like they're a government, like they're a government or something, and they can offer amnesty, whatever.
I know. I can't believe the gall of some companies thinking like these people think they're gods. Like they think they're bigger than the government. They put on this persona. It's insane.
I also heard that they were like hiring retired cops. And they put, like, raid gear on the cops.
Oh, yeah, this is just scratching the surface. That's another form of intimidation. They've been going... the RIA police, who are not real police or have any power, have been going around on the street patrolling for people infringing on copyrights by seizing all their assets. Like, not assets, but all the stuff that they're selling. Like, these people are not police. They're taking property from other people without a lawsuit, without any court approval, without government interference. They're going and taking other people's stuff. A corporation.
And people don't realize that they're not police, so they just give the stuff up.
Yeah, people have been so brainwashed that thinking that the companies have this kind of power.
And they don't.
They don't have anything close to that kind of power. And people are forgetting what kind of rights they have. And it's very, very sad.
I mean, these people that go on these raids, they look like ATF agents.
Oh, yeah, they dress them right up.
They have, like, the coat and it says RIA on the back, and they bust right in your house and take your stuff.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I've seen that.
I've heard some pretty bad ones, actually. Guys getting shook down in the parking lots and all kinds of things.
Wow. That is bad.
It'll happen when they start. I believe it will happen when they actually do really start going knocking door to door.
Oh yeah, like if nobody protests this kind of stuff, like this woman who's filing against them for racketeering, then they're just going to escalate their enforcement of their copyrights. It's crazy.
Yeah. It really worries me because let's be honest, guys like you and me, we would be completely screwed.
Oh yeah. For sure. Just about any of the listeners would be screwed.
There's no way that Sim and I could hide the volume of stuff that we have.
Oh, no. They just walk into my room. Of course, I'm in a bit better position because I'm allowed to have some of this stuff because the record companies have said, yes, you can have the MP3s and stuff like that. But a lot of people that aren't in position of being like running a radio station.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've
other
stuff.
I need to go dig a big hole in my yard or something.
And buried in a locked box. How would you like this, being emailed that you have AIDS? Guess what? You've got AIDS. Emails used to alert STD exposure. Fighting fire with fire. Public health officials are using email to try to stop the spread of sexually transmitted diseases among people who meet through the internet chat rooms and websites. In a pilot program in Los Angeles County, health officials use email and internet to notify the sex partners of people who have been diagnosed with STDs. Isn't that wonderful? Using email has been helpful and a good alternative when you have otherwise anonymous sex partners. More and more, the internet is serving as a place to meet sex partners and engage in risky behavior, which is none too true, but...
You know, like, that's gonna work, okay? Like, nobody ever gets emailed about sex every day. That's gonna, like, go right out the door. Oh, I thought it was spam.
It would end up in my spam box, I'm sure.
Oh, sure.
And, that's a little bit scary. How do they get your email? Like, is the other partner giving up your email address and your information to the government? And now the government knows that you have an STD? Like, there's a lot of unanswered questions in that article that is a lot more scary than the wonderfulness of informing people. Very, very scary.
I don't know. You can't keep your email address under wraps anymore.
No.
At
it's,
all.
It's difficult. I mean, mine is everywhere. I get 85% spam. I took it off all my web pages, and it didn't cut down at all.
Because, like, today we get emails supposedly from each other that we never even send.
Oh, yeah. Smokey got a virus and last week, and I just got a virus from him today. But, of course, you know, they spoof the email addresses, so we're smarter than that. He didn't email me.
Oh,
saying,
no.
You sent me a virus.
Not this week.
Not this week. No, it wasn't me this week.
No.
Wishes to amend the U.S. Constitution to ban gay marriages. What a lovely gesture he's making.
I don't know how to feel about this, really.
Igniting a political powder keg, President Bush yesterday strode into the White House Roosevelt Room and insisted that traditional marriage between one man and one woman is in danger and must be defended by changing the U.S. Constitution. Bush denounced activist judges who he said are changing the definition of traditional marriage, which he called the most enduring human institution. He said gay marriage must be banned by amending the Constitution, a laborious and far from certain process.
Well, in a certain sense, I can understand it, because America was founded on Judeo-Christian law.
Yeah.
And this does violate Judeo-Christian law. I mean, that's...
Yes, it does.
One way to think about it. But,
and America was founded on a lot of other bad things, too.
That's true, too.
So you got to either change with the times or stay the same. And I guess he's trying to change what... Right now, it is legal. And he's trying to make it illegal. So I guess he's saying that the U.S. Constitution allows for gay marriage.
It's only legal, I think, in Massachusetts right now.
Actually, it probably allows for individual states to make up their own mind, because I believe that's what's happening right now.
It's not legal in California right now, even though they're doing it in San Francisco.
Ah.
So that mayor is going to get in a lot of trouble, because he is breaking state law. I mean, it's the law, whether it's right or wrong.
That's true. But sometimes that's how laws get changed.
Yes,
somebody breaks the law, it goes to court, and then the status quo of the people. The people speak out. The jury, if it is a jury, or the judge rules that it is. The majority of the people feel that it is right now.
Mm-hmm. What's funny though is that I think some people don't realize all the crap that comes with getting married in the States.
Yeah.
And they're like,
personally, it's a governmental contract. Otherwise, you could just say, yeah, you're married. But a lot of people do it for tax purposes.
Yeah.
And
it really changes your tax bracket a lot.
It totally does. And that's what it is. It's a governmental binding contract.
And that's why I think it's kind of funny. If these people realized all the stuff that changes when you get married, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you can still love somebody and not marry them.
That's right. But a lot of insecure people,
yes,
feel that a binding contract that makes you a corporation of two people shows your love.
Yeah.
But anyway, I take all the love out of it.
Yeah.
Next story, DJ Danger Mouse, The Grey Album. And I just saw this the other day, and I thought it was a very cool concept.
I have heard about this.
February 24th was Grey Day, the day 170 sites around the world hosted DJ Danger Mouse's Grey album, a remix of Jay-Z's Black album, and the Beatles' White album. Hundreds more went grey, and it was all in a response to a call for action from Downhill Battle in a protest to protest an attempt by EMI to dictate what music and music lovers can and cannot do. It's the enduring fight of a sampling in any industry, mostly done in rap. EMI is one of the big five record labels, and it's said because its Capitol Records controls all Beatles sound recordings, it's illegal for anyone to do anything with the Beatles music without payment to and permission from EMI. It sent out 150 cease and desist emails warning host sites of dire legal consequences.
You know who owns the Beatles catalog?
Michael Jackson does. Yeah, I believe he owns some of it. I don't think he exclusively owns everything, like EMI.
I think he did at one point.
Yeah, I think he sold some of it back. But yeah, I think he still retains a large portion of it.
And we all know he needs the money.
He does now.
Well, that's true.
I think he actually owes a lot of money, but...
Well, anyway, that's another story for another day.
Yeah. Over 1 million songs in a day had been downloaded from this album. It's actually a really good album. If you like rap, it's a really good album. Very experimental uses of the Beatles songs. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the only sounds that you hear are from the Beatles album. Of course, the album's huge. It's a double record, but it's really, really, really good. Anyway, it's more than just the album. It's the fight for being able to use somebody else's work in another form.
Yeah. On the flip side of that, though, I do think that there is too much of that going on. There's not a lot of original stuff left.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like everybody's always remixing somebody else.
That's true. I mean, originality is better. If you do listen to the album, it is done very, very, very original.
You know, I wouldn't say it's probably not good. I've just noticed that a lot of originality has gone by the wayside.
Yeah. Especially in movies and music. I mean, everything's... And TV shows. Everything's a rehash of everything else. And very few original ideas are being...
It's all reality TV now, and all that sucks.
Exactly.
It's the same show over and over again.
This one's great. I can't wait till this movie comes out. Filmmaker eats at McDonald's to document health problems. This is a movie called Super Size Me. The red-haired clown with a larger-than-life smile has welcomed generations of children to McDonald's. But the bloated mug of a filmmaker soon could scare away health-conscious adults. In the new documentary, Super Size Me, filmmaker Morgan Spurlock eats only McDonald's food for 30 days and documents his rapid deteriorating health. Interspersed with segments about obesity and processed foods in the United States, viewers watch Spurlock pack on 25 pounds, ride out wild mood swings, and get warnings from doctors about his rising cholesterol levels and liver toxicity. The movie will be released to theaters by the end of May.
There is a flaw to this logic, though. If you eat the same thing, whatever it is, for 30 days, you're going to get sick.
Oh, but doesn't McDonald's have a balanced array of foods that you can eat?
No, it's all the same stuff. It's all fried crap.
During the journey, Spurlock also puts his own body on the line, living on nothing but McDonald's for an entire month with three simple rules. No options. He could eat only what was available over the counter, water included. No supersizing unless offered. So if they offered it, he had to take it. No excuses. He had to eat every item on the menu at least once. So there's lots of salads on there.
Okay, you get by with that. But.
Lots of variety. There's water. I think they serve tea and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
He experienced vomiting, headaches, and depression. His cholesterol level jumped up from 165 to 230, and he gained 25 pounds. He gained 9 pounds in the first week.
Holy crap.
Yeah, very, very bad. I can't wait to see this movie. It'll just be hilarious. This one's fun. I saved this link from a long time. If you're really depressed, you probably don't want to read this page. Dealing with Mortality, A Skeptic's Guide, or Kirk's Big Fun of Pages of Inevitable Death. And I'll read the first part. Every once in a while, I'll have a sleepless night, suddenly aware of how temporary I am, trying to accept the smallness of my place in this world, overwhelmed by the weirdness of being. Other days, I'm unable to fully focus on the tasks at hand, obsessing about how everything I'm looking at is impermanent and that my viewpoint will be extinguished someday. Sometimes I'll start playing the numbers game. If I've lived to be 80, I'll live just under 30,000 days, just over 4,000 weeks. And I've lived through a number of those already. One odd little math trick I've stumbled on during one of my existential anxiety attacks. If I have 70 years allocated to me by the Bible, that's 10 weeks for every day of a single year. I've had a series of that kind of attack in the spring of the year 2000, but over the course of months, I've started to feel better. I'm sure it wasn't entirely an intellectual crisis, but one of its roots is disturbances in neurochemical stew in my brain. This seems to be a definite correlation between these attacks and the stress at work. Anyway, he goes on, and he also brings in like how much you sleep and how much that cuts down of how much life you have left, and oh. Ugh.
And people say I have too much time on my hands. Oh my God.
Yeah. But it's very, very depressing.
Well,
I loved it.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Death and destruction and
apocalyptic kind of stuff. And
yes.
This next one, Perverted Justice. This was posted in the forums by Bill Hicks Jr. Here's a little excerpt from the webpage. And too many people are using the internet as a hunting ground for the bodies of children. These individuals are those we have profiled here in what we call the PJ, Perverted Justice. They go onto chats and engage in conversations designed to meet these teens and sometimes preteens. Their conversations are here with a twist. Read some and you'll get it. So our mission statement here is quite simple, really. To root out and bring to light those who would use the internet as a way to sexually abuse children, to brighten the darkened corner of the internet from which they prey upon small children. At first, when I looked at this page, it's like, oh, they're really like brutalizing these people. It's like it could be construed as thought crime, right? It's like, okay, they're talking to somebody on the internet, but maybe they're not claiming who they are, right?
Right.
And it's like, okay, and the other end is it's not an underage person. It's like this guy who's 25 years old pretending he's an underage girl or whatever, right? But right. No, it's not that. They actually get these guys to come over to their house and they take pictures of them. And he's at the door waiting with a bat. Check out that link, that second one that goes to an actual subpage of Perverted Justice.
Oh my God.
And oh my God, these guys deserve everything they get. And also, the people on the page do not initiate the chat either. It's these other guys that are chatting with these supposed underage people that initiate the chat. So I'm all for it. At first I thought it was thought crimes, but no. No, no, no. This is good stuff.
There's always time for a good beating.
And it's great. He stands there with a baseball bat and a camera. And also on some of these, they bring in a news crew. And they get the guy to go to the news crew, where the news crew is waiting for them, and they turn on the cameras and show him on the news that night.
I wound up on Fox.
Oh my God, it's so, so good. And they actually get somebody who sounds underage to talk to them, like they get them to phone up and stuff. Oh, it's
oh, wow.
It is magical how they do this. Just read it. It is awesome. So we're going to open up the phone lines now.
Mm-hmm. You can talk to us.
And you can talk to us or talk about any of those things that you have heard. Like the Perverted Justice and stuff.
Or anything you want at all.
Or anything you want at all. If you have a new story you want to bring up or some announcements you want to make, that's very cool as well. So just send me a message with Skype. We are using Skype. It works very cool. And Smokey can stay on the line, actually, as well. The new one has conferencing built in, so I don't have to put Smokey on hold or anything. It's very, very awesome.
Here comes the dead air.
Here comes the dead air. Let's turn up the music. Anyway, let's turn that back to me. So some people are very embarrassed. They don't want their voice on the air.
My mom might hear me.
Actually, there's like a 20-second, 30-second delay, 40-second delay. That's why there's dead air. I should have, announced it beforehand, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there is a Mac version of Skype yet, unfortunately.
No.
They should make one.
Get a real computer.
There's somebody who vastly wants to talk to us. Of course, they're on a Mac. The only person who does.
There must be somebody. Come on, placate our egos.
And I think there's Mac emulators, PC emulators for Mac, too.
Well, there are.
Really, really, really want to try hard. So, we got 3 minutes left in the show anyway.
Yeah, three minutes left in the show, and no one's going to call.
That's okay.
Oh, well.
It is late.
We try. Yes, it is very late.
So, if you want to send in some news stories for next week, just send them to info@rantradio.com, and I'll pick through them and pick out the best ones. We'll put them on there, and of course, I'll have some more news stories next week as well. And name the show Rant Speak because I want people to phone in. And also, it's about Rant Radio and Rant Media and announcing all of the upcoming projects that we're doing.
We are here for you.
We're here for you. And just to get everyone on the air and so they can get involved some more.
This is your chance to run your mouth, so use it.
Call in now. No, they're not calling in. Oh, well.
I know. I have to go to school in the morning.
What about all those people in Australia? They don't have to go to school. They just came home from school or whatever.
They can't use the internet like we can. They're a bit more controlled down there, I think.
They are. They have a lot more regulations on them in Australia on what they can do. And.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Zodiac is trying to call, but it's not working. Oh. He is calling. No, I told you to, message me, not call me.
Message, then call.
Okay, people are trying to call. Let me just,
Cool.
Let me just put them in my list. Yeah, people are trying to call.
Well, all right.
But they're not doing what I said. Don't call. Message me so I can call you. Okay, let's get Dr. Zodiac in here. Nope, he's not ready yet. Okay. Let's bring Mainframe into the conversation. What? Stop calling me. Reject. Ignore call. There we go. Now we can do it. Cannot place call. Somebody else is trying to call you. Ignore call. There we go. And there. And it's ringing. Mainframe. Ringing Mainframe. Mainframe. Mainframe?
Hello?
Mainframe. Michael. Mainframe.
Anybody.
Anybody. Bueller?
Bueller?
Turn on your microphone. And he's lost. He's lost us. Okay.
I think he tried to call a different show earlier in the week, and he didn't do so well. Then
he
either.
Couldn't do it? Oh,
had a little bit of trouble.
So if... No, don't call me. Oh, my God.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah, there. I'll call him again. Oh, what the hell's going on? Oh, in a conference.
Welcome to the wonderful world of technology.
Exactly.
Internet radio. Learn to love it.
Somebody is calling me at the same time. Somebody's not calling me at the same time. I'm just going to put you on hold for a second. I'm going to hang up on you, actually. And he's gone. So, let's get... What the hell's going on? It says somebody's trying to call me. But it's not. Okay, I'm going to restart Skype. Quit. And let's do Skype again. Sorry I hung up on you, Smokey. But I had to do it. I had to do it. And let's get Mainframe in here, and then I'll bring Smokey in. Because I know Smokey works. Mainframe. Mainframe. Oh, you're really, really quiet. Turn up your microphone volume. I think I can hear some whisperings. Whisperings from Mainframe. Oh well.
Hello.
Smokey.
Yes.
You're here. It's me.
Hello.
Smokey.
I'm talking to you.
Okay. Is Mainframe there? I think Mainframe needs to turn up his microphone volume or turn on the boost or something. Because he's there, and I think I can hear whispers, but let me just turn down the music. Mainframe?
This is so much fun.
Smokey, shh. Mainframe? Mainframe? No. He's just too quieter. He needs to sort out his issues. Bye-bye, Mainframe. Click.
He has issues.
He has big issues. If anybody else wants to get in right now, it's Skype, and it's Rant Radio. And what's going on? Why do I have a little alert thing? 5 missed calls. Oh, that's why. I see a lot of people are online. But I don't think I want to... no deals online. But I can't see him in my list. No deal. What's your number? What's your name on there? No deal is calling. There, let's add him to the list. Let's reject his call. And then add him in. All right. And it's bringing no deal. And we might actually have a participating person. And Dr. Zodiac wants to talk too. Okay, there are people that want to talk, they're just not technically competent. Not listening to our instructions.
The software's garbage.
Software's garbage?
Uh-huh.
Well, it seems to work fine for me. No deal is ringing, and it's not working for no deal. Bye-bye. And we're going to do Dr. Zodiac.
Maybe this conference thing doesn't work.
It does. I did it early with 4 people. And there we go. Dr. Zodiac.
Hello?
You're really far away from the microphone.
Can you hear me?
You're on the air. Hello? Turn down your radio, Dr. Zodiac. I can hear, like, all the computers in the background.
Yeah, I can hear typing and, fans. This is awesome.
Isn't it great, technology?
Hello?
Hello?
He gets one more hello.
Hey.
Zodiac!
It's really delayed.
It's delayed?
Yeah, it's delayed.
Okay, you've turned off your, you turned off the radio?
It is turned on. I got it on headphones. This thing's delayed or something.
Okay. And he's gone.
Okay, when you call, don't listen to the stream, listen to your Skype.
Yeah, don't listen to the stream. It's like 40 seconds behind. And I've got another person that I can add in. Let me just add somebody else in. Add a contact. I'll try this one more time. And...
did you want to try calling?
Calling Khrushchev. Or Motki.
Hello?
Hello, Motki.
Hello?
Motki.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing excellent. So what's happening tonight? Where are you calling from?
Are you there?
Sim kills listener.
Oh, man.
What? We had him for a second. And he's gone.
It was good.
And it was
so
good.
Close.
So it's close.
So far.
Let's try. Let's try no deal again. Was he the echoey one? No.
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 Ringing.
No deal.
Hello.
Hello.
Whoa, that was cool.
Hi. Hello.
It was like super echoey.
We sort of hear you.
Where are you calling from, Noah?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah.
We can hear you fine.
Awesome. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Going great.
Where are you calling from, No Deal?
What's that? I'm calling from Toronto.
Toronto, Canadian. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning there. 3 o'clock in the morning, actually.
Yeah, it's way too late.
Way, way too late. Do you have anything to do in the morning?
Yeah, what's up with this 11 o'clock showtime?
It's to get rid of the bad people, you know, the people who are always hanging around the IRC and don't really contribute. Only the hardcores, like No Deal.
The people that aren't insomniacs?
Yeah.
We're people that are insomniacs.
People that can't go to bed. People have nothing better to do, really.
Yeah, like me, for instance.
So, Sim, did you like, did you up a little bit deader than you were looking before?
Yeah, I look like the Walking Dead, really. I like the portion of my eye that looks like I've been punched out 3 days ago. That was excellent. I like that.
Yeah, Smoke was loving it.
I love anything that ridicules Sim. I'm all for that.
No, that's what I was going for. Like, I wanted to look just awful, just totally nasty in that picture.
And I already it definitely looks like you don't eat meat.
And I think that's pretty much just slightly after when I stopped eating meat and my body was adjusting, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I call it adjusting.
Adjusting.
At full speed.
Like you're like ready to pass out adjusting.
Mm-hmm. Fall in on yourself.
So, did you have anything to comment on, or what do you want to say?
Nah, I just thought I'd try out the Skype thing, say hey to you guys.
Very cool.
You sound really good.
Yeah, it does. Really good. You come in pretty good. It sounds a little distant. You sound like you're a little bit far away from the microphone.
I'm right in front of my mic. I'm just using my Logitech Quick Cam.
Okay. It doesn't sound too bad,
though. That'd be why.
Yeah.
Because those mics suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds a little echoey, but not too bad. Good enough for us.
All right, boys, you have a good evening, and congratulations on the first show. Hopefully I'll be awake next week.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully. Well, thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed it enough. Well, you did enough to stay up and listen to the whole thing. So thanks for calling.
Later.
Later, dude.
And there we go. All the hiss is gone. Well, that's enough for tonight.
That's enough.
We proved out the technology that it works with one person. So everyone, set up their Skype for next week.
And we will talk to you.
Yes.
If you're nice.
If you're nice, we'll hang up on you like zombie if you're not. And so the zombie's not up. That sucks. He's not here for the first show.
He's not around much anymore.
Yeah, he was there for a while. Like for a couple months. He was in for quite a bit.
Maybe he got a life.
Could be. Could be.
Good for him. I'm next.
You're next? Yeah, once you got the job, it's off from there, eh?
Yeah. Have to hire an assistant.
What would be cool if they added into this Skype, you could put in a picture for your profile so you can see it when you're talking to the person.
It can't be too far off. I mean, talking about a major coding feed here.
No, that would be really simple.
Put a picture in.
Anyway.
It's coming.
It's coming. And I'm sure they'll do video conferencing soon enough. But I like Skype because it's easy to set up. It just works. There's no configuration. As long as you got your microphone turned up, that's it.
We should give away prizes. Not today, but we should.
Yeah, who's going to mail those prizes and pay for the postage?
It'll be you.
No, it wouldn't. Nope. That's why I never gave away prizes too much, because I don't have the money to give away all these prizes.
Once in a while, we could do it.
Maybe. Maybe. For our 100th show, we'll do that, okay?
Oh, God.
It's only 2 years away. Come on. Okay, 104th show. There, that's 2 years away.
And if we do this 104 times, there's something wrong with us.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree.
All right.
That's enough
thanks
for you
for
tonight.
In, guys.
It's time to go to bed. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for everyone for tuning in. How many? Let's see. Let's add up the numbers. All 25 VBU.
25?
That's not bad for 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning some places.
Is that listeners 25?
Yeah, actual listeners 25.
We haven't hit 25 in talk since we split.
See? You just gotta do a good show. And this is 3 in the morning, too.
We rule.
We rock the talk! Oh, whatever.
Sean, come in, take over.
That's right. I didn't get a hold of him today to tell him about the show, so he has no clue. He doesn't know even about it.
He don't want to listen to us anyway.
No, I don't think he would. He wouldn't stay up this late either. So.
He doesn't even send us emails. What are you talking about?
No, I got to go to his house to actually get a response from him.
I have to call him, and he's like, what?
What do you want?
What do you want?
We can abuse Sean. We can abuse Sean.
Yeah, we're taping it, though.
Oh, yeah, he can listen in the archives. Never mind, we love you, Sean.
We can hide them. He'll never find them.
He'll never be able to...
He didn't come over to your house, does he?
No.
It's safe, then.
He'll never be able to navigate the maze that is the Rant Radio website, either.
No, I can't do that.
And it's nice, it's only an hour long, so the tapes will last a lot longer. I don't have to keep buying tapes.
Roughly an hour.
Yeah, roughly an hour. It's an hour and 12 minutes, whatever. Nobody's on after us.
That's right. So we can do whatever we want. I do whatever I want anyway.
Yeah. So, the people that are in the IRC that look active.
How many are in there right now?
The people that have been talking in the last 10 minutes are Motkey, Spooky, Spider, Carcass, No Deal, Mainframe, Trebu, Joe Deal Da Fortian, Matt D, Spooky, Cult Killer, Juggalo of Evil, Shainer, Manuel O'Kelly. That's about all I can see. Yep. Because all the other people are just idling, so I'm not going to read their name off. No.
We love you.
We love you so much for staying up this late.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. So listen next week, 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Time, whatever.
2 a.m. is Central Time.
Is it?
Now it's
2 a.m.
I'm tired. All right, let me go.
And now it's time for me to go to bed. So okay. I'm going to play the opening music again, because it works as a ending music as well, until I get something better. So, well, I'll see you next week. This is Bye from Sim and...
Bye from Smokehouse.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America
Bye.
Is completely fucked up?
Bye.
You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.